Blog Talk Radio. The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018, the Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't they do that? They said he was against Caesar. They said he was discriminating because he told his disciples, go not the way of the Gentiles, but rather go to the lost sheep. Go to the people who don't know who they are, who are lost from the knowledge of themselves, and who are strangers in a land that is not theirs. Go to those people. Go to the slaves. Go to the second-class citizens. Go to the ones who are suffering the brunt of Caesar's brutality. And if
you ready? Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. Come on.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. Mike.
He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure he's clear. Stays up. That means when he puts it down, Cox picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much. Never could.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. It is September the 9th, and we have one of the best shows that I can tell you that we have had on here in a while. I'm not going to say best show. I'm going to say one of the most informative shows that we've had here on a while. Today we're going to be joined by Greenlight Inc.'s recording artist, Love Jones. And you guys, I've been giving you a little taste of Greenlight Inc. for the last week and a half, and we're going to continue to bring some of their artists on the show, and you will not believe the caliber of entertainment and skills that these gentlemen possess and that they are bringing across the board. Also, we are going to be joined by author Philip A. Muhammad, and he is going to talk to us a little bit about his book and his event that he has going on in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. But he's definitely going to give us some insight of his book titled The Hip Hop Nation, Willie Lynch's Newest Slave. And I promise you, you are going to be enlightened by what this brother has to say, what this brother has written, what this brother has known for some time that he is going to actually release that on this show. So you better get your pen and your pad out, because what's going to happen on this show today, you definitely want to take notes and you definitely want to find out a little more about it. Then we are going to be joined by none other than the Ministry of Information for Public Enemy, that is Professor Griff, and he is also going to talk a little bit about a project he has going on in Charlotte, North Carolina, also with in conjunction with Mr. Philip A. Muhammad this Sunday, and he's also going to talk about his new book, titled Analytics. And you know, just reading a little bit from this book and some of the excerpts from this book, you know, from both books actually, you guys definitely want to stay tuned into the show today, because this is going to be, as I said again, this is going to be one of those shows, if you are not taking notes, if you are not paying attention to what's going on, if you do not go buy these books, and as I say all the time, get on the bus, then you're going to be left behind. You're going to be part of the dumb, deaf, and blind that's not going to know what's going on when it comes to the chaotic times that we are about to embark on. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You are listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Fellas, I wonder would you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You know, sometimes we have the tendency, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That's if you want to keep your thing together. Listen.
Do them things that keep a smile on her face. Say them things that make her feel better every day. Then you got to stay on your feet again. If you don't, the woman. Oh,
They ask me how I do it. I just sit down. I think the beat, man, I love the sound.
Welcome back to Live in the Day with Jay, formerly the Jay Muhammad Show. But we had to do some switching around, and you guys understand it, and you accepted it, so I really appreciate the listeners for all the support. At the top of the hour, we were going to be joined by Mr. Philip A. Muhammad. That is the author of the new book, Hip Hop Nation, Willie Lynch's Newest Slave. And before that, we are going to be joined by Professor Griff of Public Enemy, who's going to be on to talk about his book, Analytics. And then momentarily, we'll be joined by I shouldn't say Mr. because I know that probably offend him a little bit, but we're going to be joined by Love Jones from Green Light, Inc., and I promise you guys it's a treat. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You know, we have been talking a whole lot, and I have been talking to you guys a lot about what hip-hop, what role it plays in the revitalization and getting our community up to where it needs to be, getting our children's mindset in the right mindset for their future. And I told y'all that it plays more of a role than you are giving it. I told you it determines whether a person is successful or whether a person fails in life. And I know that's a little profound to say, but at this point in time, you got to understand that music is the universal language that we all speak. If you don't believe me, try getting up in the morning. After you get up, listen to your favorite artist. I don't care who it is. Listen to your favorite artist. And I promise you, the first person you come in contact with or the first group of people you come in contact with that day is going to the conversation is going to be a result of the music that you've been listening to before you saw them. It sets the tone. It sets your thoughts. It creates your thoughts, so to speak, to how you are going to respond to people and situations throughout the day or how you're going to create your own situations. I'm telling you, music has more power than we give the credit to. This is why we need to continue to watch what our children are reading. We need to continue to watch what our children are listening to. We need to even watch what we're listening to. There's more lost adults out there than there are children. And behind every dumb act of violence, behind every idiotic remark given nationally, there's some type of musical lyric that has spawned that way of thinking. Now, the question I ask you is, was it designed to do this? Was it designed to be such a poison in our community? Was it designed, to continue to hurt our chances of a great future in our community? I don't think so. And this is why it's so important for you guys to understand that what's played, what's conceived through the ears, travels to the mind, and the output is our actions or our speech. This is what's so important. This is why I'm so, you know, happy to bring my first guest on. You know, I told you at the top of the show we have been showcasing a lot of artists from Green Light, Inc. And, you know, the caliber of talent that's coming out of this company is ridiculous. And I'm really, really happy that you, the listeners, have grasped onto them. Well, we didn't stop, and we're not going to stop. And to show you that I'm not going to stop, I'm going to bring on a young gentleman that, you know, you definitely are going to be feeling by the end of this show. You're definitely going to be wanting to know how you can get his music. So welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am proud and honored to have on this show Love Jones. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? I know we're beginning to start a relationship with Green Light Inc. that, you know, personally I like. And the listeners, from what I'm getting at, they're liking also. Tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
All right. I'm Love Jones, everybody. From Toledo, Ohio. I'm just trying to put that Jones in y'all bones, you know what I'm saying?
Now, how long have you been with Green Light Inc.?
Several months now, just messing around on the website, collabing with different people. I hooked up with D-Lo, a few other cats, man. It's been lovely working with them.
Okay, so are you working on your album right now, or do you have something out right now that definitely, you know, the listeners can grab?
I got some stuff on iTunes, man, but it's a few years old. Like, right now I'm working on a little bit of everything. I'm trying to do, like, 2-3 different mixtapes with a few different artists, J-Stab, Cambiar, a couple other cats, man, Black Pope. I'm just hooking up with them, man, just trying to do the music thing.
Is there anybody out there that you are, you know, really, really craving right now to work with?
Probably everybody, man. I couldn't even name everybody, man. I'm just trying to make it happen. I know Ambush was on there the other day. I like to do a cut with him, you know what I'm saying? Bugatti, I want to do a cut with him. Me and D-Lo got a cut already. It's called My Girl. Other than that, man, just whoever. Come on, let's do it.
Hey, I feel you. Okay, well, you know what? I'm not even going to waste any more time. We're going to get into one of your title cuts, which is called Jones in Your Bones, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to ask you a few more questions, a couple more things I want to know about Love Jones, and I know the listeners do too.
Okay.
Number to call, 347-945-7405. This is Love Jones on Live in the Day with Jay.
Jones is all up in your bones. That Jones is all up in your bones. That Jones is all up in your bones. You said it ain't, I know. That Jones is all up in your head, right down to your toes. That Jones is all up in your mind.
Coming up as a G, all the money that I was getting coming up in a G. I had a real good time, proving to them that I'm one of the nicest who can kill them when you come to these rhymes. I just gotta get mine, do you gotta get yours? I'm the equivalent to dope, just like a pipe of some chores. I keep on begging for more, soon as I step in the door. Guaranteed one of the worst, since I got verses galore. Hell no, till I'm well off. I'ma keep rapping till I got a swell jaw. I'll be playing them all, down just like the law. Airtight, not one single flaw. Rhyming just like a diamond, I'm shining and still grinding. I keep climbing, it's all about good timing. You can't find it, it ain't listed in no phone book. That Jones and they bones, not a whole wide globe.
You said it ain't, I know. That Jones is all up in your head, right down to your toes. That Jones is all up in your mind. Way down to
your toes.
That Jones is all up
I'm
in your
I'm trying to prove a point to my people, explain. I leave them all strung out like needles in veins. All of the G that I claim, I got an ego to tame. Every city that I go to, Toledo's the same. Same gear and thing, same gang to bang. Only thing that ain't is the weather and slang. From ghetto to ghetto, hood to hood, Hawaii to Japan, I get them on a good foot. So don't act sore if I'm who they act for. When they come to party and get up on the dance floor, it's just something about it that got them eager to listen. For a dose of Lud Jones and they central nervous system, taking total control of their body and soul. Sorta like the exorcism of Emily Rose. When their eyes go back and they head and roll, oh snap, what's that? That's that Jones in your bones.
You said it ain't, I know.
That Jones is all
from
up in
your
head,
right down to your toes.
That Jones is all
in
up
your
mind.
Come back with the crack, twist the blunt about the sack, and then get off on the track. I breathe money, eat and sleep and drink money. Wake up in the morning, first thing I thank money. Take money, use it to make money. My homie told me you take money to make money. And that's real, on the real, it don't get no realer. Don't ever hate, never be thinking you gon' get your thriller. A go-getter, like you probably thought you seen before. Doing his thing with a little bit of bling and dope. Making folks, when they hear it, turning people on. And be like, hey man, you gotta hit his Lud Jones. And they bounce, feeling like Aaron. If they can't smoke up on none of that, they're crime. I gotta have it, it's something that's a must for me. It's in my blood, and I guess it's cause I'm just a G. You said it ain't, I know.
That Jones is all up in your
head, right down to your toes.
That Jones is all up in
your
mind. Jones is all up in your bones.
All right, all right. I'm kind of feeling that. If you just join us, we are joined. That is by Lud Jones, recording artist from Green Light Inc. Got a question for you. Well, I got a couple questions for you, but want to know where you get the concept of Lud Jones. Where did the name come from?
It started off my real name, Clifford, so people was calling me Cliff Love, then it just went to, like, C Love, and then it was just Love, hey, Love, because, you know what I'm saying, I got, like, a big heart, you know what I'm saying, I try not to make no enemies, you know what I'm saying, I try to keep it 100 with everybody, so it's like, you got a problem with me, it's a problem, because I'm cool with everybody, you know what I'm saying,
True that.
And they just call me Love, so, you know what I'm saying, they just call me Love.
True that. Now, do you have or what would you say for some of the younger aspiring artists who want to get, you know, their work heard? What is the best advice that you can give them?
Hey, just keep doing it. Whoever, your mom and your dad, they say you can't do it. If you feel that's what you want to do, man, just keep doing it. I knew it was a thing for me, but you know what I'm saying? It's just hard making it happen, but, like, you know what I'm saying? I work a 9-to-5, but I try to hit the studio as much as I can, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. Now, what do you think the state of hip-hop is right now?
It's in the world by itself. I couldn't even explain it, man.
Yeah. You know, later on in the show, we're going to have Professor Griff on, and we're going to have author Philip A. Muhammad of Hip Hop Nation, Willie Lynch's newest slave. You definitely want to stick around and hear those two interviews. And I think you as an artist will be very enlightened to what these brothers are going to bring to the table today. And, I appreciate, you know, Greenlight Inc. for the caliber of artists that they have, including yourself. You're in that boat with them, and I just wish you guys much success. And I think, you know, with that success, you're going to definitely reach some people that you wouldn't normally reach, and maybe can turn some heads in a better way than what they are turned in right now.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. I hope so, too.
So I appreciate you coming on the show. I'm definitely going to play another song of yours on this show today. But I told D-Lo, you know, that I'm getting ready to implement a Freestyle Friday. So I'm gonna throw your name in the bag, and I want all you guys to come on and show your true skills and get on here and do a little freestyling.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Now I'm not trying to start no wars between y'all, but I definitely want to see who got those mad skills that they claiming they got.
Yeah, I don't even do it like that. I talk about myself, if anything. I try not to talk about the next man.
That's what's up. And that's the way we need to be, and that's what message that we need to be putting out when it comes to hip-hop. Because, you know, as I spoke before, you know, hip-hop has a very, very strong hold, especially on our young black men and women in the communities. It has a very strong hold, and it determines the way that they're going to live their life, which is crazy, but that's what happens.
Yeah, I've been checking the show out too, man. I've been listening, man. You got some things going on, man.
I appreciate it. And I want you guys to know that we get ready to do some big things. You know, not only Live in the Day with Jay, but, you know, I got some more that I'm getting ready to spring on you next week. You know, I'm telling you, we just got so many things going on right now that I think it's going to incorporate all of us being a little more out the box, so to speak, but the outcome is going to be priceless.
Yeah.
Love Jones, I appreciate you coming on the show, and we definitely will talk again off air, and I definitely bid you much success in what you're doing, and you got me as a platform whenever you need it.
Okay, thank you, man. You too, man, and I really appreciate you having me. Definitely.
No problem, brother. No problem. I appreciate you. Stay up.
You too.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. I'm telling you, you guys don't want to miss these next two interviews. These are interviews that I promise you you're going to be going back talking about, because, you know, the things that you're about to witness, the things that you're about to be exposed to, I know you're not hearing them on a regular basis, but you're going to hear them today on Live in the Day with Jay. Number to call is 347-945-7405.
I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here, good job, that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really?
I mean, really? You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you, I feel you. Look in my way, I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day, I'll be your police. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got trees. We can cruise to the beach. If you're in the mules, tell me where you want to be. I'll take you there, we can go anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I got time, shit.
I'll be your night.
No way. Shocking. This woman, Mia Landingham, pleaded guilty to sitting on her 120-pound boyfriend, Mikhail Middleston Bay, and killing him. It happened back in August during an altercation between the couple, who share three children together. Landingham pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter, and Wednesday during her sentencing, her boyfriend's family spoke out, letting Landingham know the pain she has caused, but also showing some sympathy.
I just want let you know how much you have hurt us by taking Mikhail away from us. You have devastated our family.
I still believe that the kids need their mother.
Landingham's public defender told the judge there was a long history of domestic abuse between his client and her late boyfriend. He also pointed out she has no prior criminal record. Landingham then told the judge she was sorry for squashing the father of her children.
I just want to say I am sincerely sorry about this situation. I wish I could take it back.
Judge Carolyn Friedland sentenced Landingham to 3 years probation and 100 hours community service. She was immediately released from jail. While Middleton Bay's family hoped Landingham would eventually be able to take part in her children's lives, they were surprised that she got no additional jail time.
So basically you're saying I can go and sit on somebody and all I'm going to get is probation?
I feel that probation. It wasn't no justice at all. No. My brother's gone, and all she gets is 3 years probation.
Don't sleep, mixer.
She's in
the game.
I love the sound.
the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Also, I want to direct your attention down to, on the show's page, there is a video, an exclusive video with Mr. DJ Welcome from DJ Welcome's Wrongful Termination Group. This guy was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about the story with Wix Filters in Gastonia, North Carolina, the wrongful terminations that they continue to unleash on some of their employees that work there, and Mr. Welcome was one of their casualties also, and it's been 7 years, and this man has went through a whole lot of grief when it comes to wrongful termination. You definitely want to check that little video out, that exclusive interview with him. Also, you don't want to miss next week's show. We are going to have a young lady on there who has actually gotten a pretty big lawsuit with Walmart. And this is going to make national news, I promise you, with her case. And I'm going to let her come on next week and explain what's been happening with her case since she has brought it to my attention and I stepped in to give her some assistance. Number to call is 347-945-7405. We will be joined momentarily by Professor Griff, and at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to author Philip A. Muhammad, and you don't want to miss that interview. You don't want to miss either interview, and I promise you it'll be well worth your time. Now, I get a lot of requests for this clip that I want to play. Played it on Tuesday's show, and I don't really know if people understand what this clip is all about. But we talk about equality and what it takes to be equal. You know, that's such a lovely word if we can only apply it to what's going on here in the States, you know, because we're not equal. There's not equality going on in the neighborhoods. There's not equality going on in the work environments. There's not equality going on in our daily lives as we speak. You know, some of it falls on us, and a lot of it falls on other people and individuals. But nevertheless, there's not a sense of equality going on in America. And, you know, we still have those individuals who think it's only here in America. But it's not. You will be amazed at how people feel about certain people in America, black people in America, Latinos in America, white people in America. You'll be amazed of how people outside of America feel. And it lets you know that this problem, not only does it not exist here in the States, but, you know, the ideology that some people have in other countries is ridiculous. So I'm going to play this clip real quick, and I'm going to give you a quick analogy on why it's like this all over the globe. So here's the British guy on equality.
Equality isn't something that happens. We're not equal. People believe that, oh, we all get on in this friendly world, we're all equal and happy together. But no, they need to wake up and realize that racism is everywhere. You can't stop it, and until you take them away from each other, you're never going to stop racism. As long as we're together, there's always going to be racism and conflict. It's not until you separate us, send them back to their country, or segregate us. People these days are afraid to speak the truth because it's ethnic minority and all of that. Like, you always have to be politically correct these days, like, and be careful of what you say. And it's not about that. You should be able to express your true views without being penalised for them. Especially with the language situation, with talking their own language in public. I think that's disgusting. They're still going on about this slavery. Like, why should we apologise for something that happened 200 years ago? If it wasn't for us putting them through slavery, I doubt that they would have had the economical mind to progress from the third world country that they live in today. Like, I honestly reckon, like, that we shouldn't be apologising. In fact, I'm not asking them to thank us, but I'm asking them to realise that it was possibly us who gave them their breakthrough in life into this country. We brought them over here, and without us bringing them here, I feel that they'd still be stuck in their third world country, going nowhere. We're already stuck in this rut, and it'd be hard to get out of.
unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what? He was doing okay at the beginning. And he hit some focal points. But then when this idiot gets to hollering, I need to thank him for enslaving my people. I see two things that happen. Either this guy's level IQ is really low or he was smoking something really bad that day he was talking. But this is the mentality that people have out of the country. So if he has this much hate in his heart and he's out of this country, what do you think the people in this country have? Stop kidding yourself. As much as I know you want to be pals and buddies, I'm not saying you can't be pals. I'm not saying a black man cannot be friends with a white man. I'm not saying a black man can't be friends with a Latino man. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, first and foremost, you need to seek yourself. You need to know who you are before you can go and give your loyalty to someone else. Secondly, you need to definitely seek God. You need to know God before you can, if you want to give yourself to someone, give it to God. Why give it to another man who definitely does not understand where you come from? You don't understand where they come from. But you want to give your loyalty to them. I don't understand that. I don't understand how we can continue to keep each other down in our urban community. I'm talking to the black community right now. I don't understand how we can continue to not support one another. I don't understand how we can continue to think just because we have a black president that this fight and struggle is over. Don't kid yourself. The struggle and the fight has just begun. Do you not understand? Do you not look into your community and see how many people are unemployed? Do you not look into your community and see how many drug dealers you have? Do you not look into your community and see how many females sitting on the corner, some pregnant and some just being prostitutes? Do you not see that our children are dropping out of schools at an alarming rate in our urban communities? Do you not see this? But we spend too much quality time chasing basketballs up and down the court, going to the hair salon, nails, getting our nails done, while our children are sitting there struggling with math and struggling with reading, struggling with comprehension. But we know what the next episode on the newest T.I. song coming out. We know all that stuff. But our children can't comprehend to know who Frederick Douglass is. The only person they think that has helped us throughout history is Martin Luther King, and they only know that he had a dream. It's sad. It's sad that we continue to put up with this and that we continue to be lax in our approach with our children. It's sad that we are so caught up in the material to what's in front of us right now, we pay no attention to. So what can we do to fix this? First and foremost, as I told you before many times on this show, you have to implement a little knowledge and discipline within yourself. After you have achieved a little knowledge and discipline, then you need to instill it into your children. The children are a straight reflection of you. Men, you need to stay home. Stay off the streets. If you can't get a job, go to school. Learn something so you can teach something. And for our females out there, our young black women out there, you need to pick better mates. You need to pick better mates. You know, there's no one to blame but yourself for being home with four or five children and the father is nowhere to be found. That's no one's fault but yourselves. We definitely have to convey to our young women that they have to pick better mates. The people you choose to be around your children or have children by are going to be the ones that have to teach your children, or your children are going to have to look to for guidance. Why not make it the best? If you want the best, don't you want the best for your children? Number to call is 347-945-7405. And number again is 347-945-7405. You know, I was going to kind of wait to the top of the hour to bring this brother on, but I, you know what, I don't even want to wait no more, because I know what this brother has to offer. You definitely, definitely need to grasp on. I told you, get your pens and your paper and get it ready. So welcome to Live Today with Jay, author Philip A. Muhammad.
Here right now.
Brother, how you doing?
Oh, peace, peace. How you doing, brother? I hope I was doing good. You didn't catch me. I hope you didn't catch
me. No, I didn't catch you. I didn't catch you talking. It's okay. But I'm going to give you the whole, I'm going to give you the rest of the show to talk. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you were talking or not. So, first and foremost, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam. Peace, brother. Peace to the universal family. Peace, brother.
How you doing? I'm really, really excited about this book, my brother.
Yes,
I'm really excited about it. And you know, I think the things that you have definitely hit upon in this book, these are things that definitely need to be said. These are things that people need to realize what's going on. But for those who are out there who are still in that percent of deaf, dumb, and blind and don't know what's going on, that might be listening to the show, please introduce yourself and tell them a little bit about your book and what you want to see happen with this book.
Oh, yes, sir. Peace, peace. Well, first of all, again, my name is Brother Philip Muhammad. I'm a registered member of the Nation of Islam underneath the leadership and guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Been such for a little over 25 years now. Been a grassroots organizer, activist, been an avid hip-hop follower since I was a young fella. As soon as hip-hop came out, you know, I was on the West Coast loving the East Coast no matter what. So what happened, brother, is basically out of a conversation with my nephew, brother, one time about 3 years ago, brother, we was just building on the state of hip-hop. And in the process of building on the state of hip-hop, you know, I was really eating the rappers up. I was like Snoop this, Cube this, you know, the level of content that was in, or lack of content that was in hip-hop at that time, spurred a conversation with my young nephew, brother. And I was starting, and I was by me being in the streets and being an activist, I was seeing that, you know, the influence, the negative influence of hip-hop was dramatic within the lives and in the mentality of those individuals who I was confronting every day. So that spurred a conversation with my nephew, who happened to be a freshman in college at that time, and we was just building on hip-hop. And so I said, you know what? My nephew said, you know what? You need to write a book on that, And I said, let me sit down and start doing that. So as I started sitting down writing a book, because I'm a writer and I've been writing several things prior to that, and I said, let me go ahead and build on this. So I started building in the book, and as I started writing the book and really getting emotionally involved with the lyrics, because I started off by looking at all the known rappers at that time. And then what I did is that I took all the lyrics and started reading over the lyrics, trying to get into the mind of these rappers. And as I started doing this, I was like, wow, they have a prevailing theme, you know, saying whether you're East Coast, West Coast, North, which is really Midwest, and in the South, I realized that there was a lot of prevailing themes. And when it was always money, get sex, get cars, get jewelry. And I was like, wow, damn. So how can they get these things? You know what I'm saying? That's the logic states, okay, if I'm selling albums, I want to get these things, I have to get money. I said, so who's writing these rappers' paychecks? So I started going down the branch. You know, you start at the branch. So I noticed, I said, what good do I look like cussing out, going all in on the branch, and I haven't went down the trunk of the tree and into the root of the situation? And so as I started researching, I started realizing that there was a prevailing or a connecting factor in everything that I was seeing, everything that I was witnessing behind Snoop Dogg, behind Murder, Inc., behind Ja Rule, behind 50 Cent, behind Dr. Dre, behind the rappers on the East Coast, LL Cool J, believe it or not, KRS-One, even the so-called conscious groups such as Public Enemy. I started realizing that there's this pervade or this connection that is undeniable. as you start getting to the root of the problem. And so that's what I started realizing. And although my motive was to go out on a tangent and really confront the mentality, what I call a sellout mentality of the today's modern rappers, it didn't sit well with me that I would be attacking these rappers, but I didn't go to the root of the problem. And the root, when I went to the root of the problem, I realized that the same individuals existed. They were just cousins. They were all the same people. It was the same mentality. So I started putting the book together. And if you notice on the cover of the book, we have the Star of David, which the Star of David in and of itself is not bad at all. But the Star of David, as well as the American flag, has been hijacked by people who have a global political agenda. And you cannot have a global and political agenda unless it can be funded. And I started realizing that our rapping Negroes, the sellouts, if they're getting paid millions and millions of dollars, and now the top 10% is getting a lot of money in the hip-hop world, the rest, the bottom 90 ain't making no money. So let's understand that there's a higher echelon within the hip-hop world itself. And I started realizing that those individuals are getting that kind of money because they're making so much money for more people. And these people are taking the funds and the proceeds that come from hip-hop and the hip-hop lifestyle. They're taking those proceeds to further their political actions, to further their political agenda. So the negative content in hip-hop resulted in financial gain for those who can control hip-hop. And the negative influence of hip-hop led to death, destruction, and debilitating lifestyles for those who participated in hip-hop. So life to the 10% bloodsucker, death to those who participate. It's like a mosquito. You don't get bit by a mosquito without itching. You see a bump. It just draws the life out of you. So there's people who's getting life, who's getting power, who's getting money, who's furthering their influence because they have a bunch of rapping puppets who's telling a story that's debilitating our communities while at the same time enhancing their political stance and their status in the world. It has to be fueled. And the Negro slaves are those slaves that are the 2010 versions of the Uncle Tom and Willie Lynch's newest slave. I hope that answers your question.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, sir.
Brother, you know what?
I told y'all
to get your pen and paper out. I told you to do that. And for those of you who have just joined us, we're sitting with Brother Philip A. Muhammad, author of Hip Hop Nation, Willie Lynch's Newest Slave, which will be on sale in Charlotte this Sunday. And we're going to get into that a little bit. And I cannot help but know that it's the Lion's Help that put us together, because I preach about this all the time on the show. I talk about how the negative influence of hip-hop, modern-day hip-hop right now, has taken a hold of our community and kept our community enslaved if we continue to pay them to enslave us.
Right.
And I know you have taught or touched on these focal points in your book, but
right.
Let me ask you this. Have you thought about what the community would be like without hip-hop?
Oh, yeah. I thought about it. Without hip-hop, you're going to have a desolate financial community. You have to understand there's a lot of Koreans right now making $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a week selling hip-hop clothing. You understand? There's people who own hip-hop shops that are outside of our community, but they're in our community. So, yeah, there's a lot of money in the community. There's a lot of people making money off of hip-hop. But, unfortunately, black people ain't making that money in hip-hop. So what happens is, brother, if you understand what I'm saying, what happens is there's a false economy that's taking place in our community. Now, that's the first thing that we always have to deal with, because we cannot talk about being revolutionaries or changing our condition or uplifting our people until we realize the politics of economics, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the reason why we're dealing with a bloodsucker, a 10% bloodsucker of the poor. Hip-hop is our artistic expression of struggle, of pain, of what we're going through in our community. It is an artistic expression. Now, deal with me. It was natural. You didn't have to have a beautiful voice. You just had to be able to articulate it. You didn't have to carry a certain note. You had everybody from You Got What I Need, which is my man Biz Markie, who couldn't sing, wasn't attractive at all, but it was in his own voice. Biz Markie was Biz Markie. The Fat Boys was the Fat Boys. And you realize they was boys and they was fat. So boys talk about girls, that's what they did in their music, and fat boys talk about food, and that's what they did in their music. They kept it real. You understand what I'm saying? So what happened is it was an artistic expression that allowed us to formulate or to get out our version of reality. Okay? What that did, it created a grassroots movement where people were tuning in. And I'm going to answer your question, but we were tuning in to the artists. We supported the artists. Because the artist reminded us of us, and so we determined, we created a term called keeping it real, because they kept it real. You follow me? So it was a real voice, and everybody from the East Coast from all the way to the West Coast, we felt we could see the commonality of our people. You know what I'm saying? We realized that it was a commonality that you are me, and I am me, and you, and what you go through, I'm going through, and we just put that reality over beats. You see, we put the reality of the streets over beats. We made people feel good. When you went to the parties, you had people who's really rocking the spot where we felt excited. I mean, it was pure. So we just what? We started rapping, and the music was playing. And what do? We just break out and dance. So that's break dancing. We just started popping. We just let the rhythm hit them. You know what I'm saying? We got busy, okay? And so that was a camaraderie. That brought our nation together. But we didn't realize how together we were until the 10% got in there, began to market it, categorize it, put it in different categories, right? Departmentalized hip hop. And now all of a sudden it became not a universal music talking about a universal people. What happened was it became East Coast versus West Coast, West Coast versus South, South versus Midwest. Now what happened is the money came into the game, and now we got divided further along the lines of the Willie Lynch letter. When we had hip-hop, we had a voice, and it didn't matter if the voice was over a radio or not. We knew how to record everything. You remember those times we used to sit around, and we used to say, let me get your tape, and we would dub it? You know what I'm saying?
One
old tape got old. You know what I'm saying? We would break the bottoms off, put a little bit of toilet paper in there, put some tape over so we can dub the factories. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't care about none of that. You understand? And that's all we did to pass the music away. But then all of a sudden they put it on the radio. So you remember, we used to sit around and wait for the commercial to come off because we hoping that the next song would be the song we want, and we hurry up and push record. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, bro.
We wanted that music, and then we would say, let me hold your tape. Let me dub your tape. Let me dub your tape. And there was no big money going on, right? The 10% realized that there was a money-making thing. So the voice of the people now got commandeered. It got taken over. They took the voice of the people and said, man, this is powerful. People are listening to this music. And right now what they're saying is something that we really don't want the people to hear, so we have to get out in front of this train that's picking up speed called hip-hop, brother. So now they got into it, and now instead of it being a voice of the people in potentiality, and what we wanted when it started was just a natural progression of truth in an artistic fashion, right? It was just real. Ladies love Cool J. Well, hell, look at him. Ladies loved Cool J at that time, right? So that was his name. And that's when we dealt with Cool Mo D. That was what he was about. The poor righteous teachers. What's poor righteous teachers? Look at him. You feel me? It was what it was, right? Then they got up in front of that train, my brother, and they started departmentalizing hip-hop, and they started paying money to certain styles of hip-hop. So now it was in their financial interest to be whatever it was that it was necessary for them to get a check, because there's a group of people in this world that set trends. They literally get in rooms and say, this is going to be today's trend. Baggy jeans today, tomorrow skinny jeans. The same people who wearing skinny jeans today would have never said they would have wore skinny jeans yesterday. So when you say, what would hip-hop be, or what would our community be without hip-hop, let me ask you this, brother. Today, what's the bigger impact on our people? Jesus Christ in the church or hip-hop in Lil Wayne? See, it's no more what would Jesus do, it's what would Jeezy do.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? He can, the hip-hop can get on the radio and say, cut your hair into a mohawk. No matter how your head is shaped funny, you look crazy, but you got people running around cutting their hair into a mohawk because they seen their favorite rapper do it. They're wearing clothes, even if the clothes don't fit your funny body shape. You're squeezing your behind in some clothes that don't match your body shape because some rapper told you to do it. See, but grandma been getting us in the church forever, so what I'm saying is hip-hop in its purest form can liberate our people. It could give the world a clear view of the condition of not only black people, but every other downtrodden and oppressed community on the face of the planet. However, hip-hop in the hands of corporate America, Willie Lynch and his corporate lackeys, what happens now is you see hip-hop being a tool diametrically controlled and enforced to destroy the base fabric or the very fabric or the very community from which hip-hop was born. You follow me? The definition of a parasite. The corporations are taking and taking and taking and giving no one, the rappers, all they're getting is trinkets and baubles. And compared to the real powers and forces of the world, is nothing. They have nothing. They're selling out the aspirations of their people for a Cadillac car or Mercedes Benz, as Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says. So that was a long answer. I hope you got me.
Woo, boy. Let me cool you for a minute. Let me cool you for. I definitely need to take this little break. If you can, I want to come back and I want to get into the event that's going on Sunday, and I want to get into some more of your book. And I want to know. There's some questions that I got to ask you about some prolific, as they say, hip hop artists of today's time, and I just want to get your thoughts on those things.
Yes, sir. I'm waiting.
All right. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You definitely, I told you, get your pen and paper. I'm getting mine right now. Get your pen and paper. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there. You know, you cats doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way. You know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you. Just listen to me right now.
Was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind, but I knew there was a better way.